This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is, and welcome to it. It is Monday. That means it is Money in Motion, sponsored by Klaus Financial. These segments are sponsored by Klaus Financial. These are answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Joining us here in studio this week, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve, welcome back.
Good morning, Mike. How was your weekend?
Great. It was fantastic. I hope yours was as well.
It was very much. It was beautiful. And it sounds like you had a great weekend as well with all the activities.
Yeah, we went into Chicago. We went up to Rockford. We really did pack it all in.
We're glad you're helping the economy because it needs your dollars.
Yeah. It certainly does. That was a topic of discussion somewhat with my friends is, you know, the state of the economy and the price of gas, you know, and it costs money to drive back and forth to anywhere really these days. But it's, you know, they're not insanely high. I know we have a bunch of different things we want to talk about today on Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. But I do want to say that if any listeners want to call in and ask questions live, we are live. You can call 815-398-WROK. That's 815-398-9765. We'll later be asking the Klaus Quiz question of the week. That is a different phone number to call. The winner of the Klaus Quiz question of the week this week will win a $25 gift card for Chili's. So we'll give out that number to call for that later. But if you have any questions about retirement or anything at all, 815-398-9765. All right. I know that one thing people have when it comes to their money and retirement is worry. What can you both suggest to our listeners to take the worry out of this part of our life, money and retirement?
Well, I think you bring up a good point. At some point, we just have to enjoy life. So I'm glad to hear someone like yourself was out there enjoying life and not worrying about the money. But worry does run in tandem. And I think Steve would agree that people who don't have as much money are honestly not as worried about losing their money. It's a funny thing.
Very true.
The more you accumulate, the more worried you are about losing it. So, but we do have two extremes, those who worry too much and those who think that their retirement is just going to magically work out without planning. Probably like my son who thinks his room will just magically be cleaned versus him doing it himself. So hopefully we can direct our comments to both sides of the camp today. So for the worriers out there, be careful. You know, we have swings in the market, you know, like every other week about, right?
True.
Some significant ones.
Sometimes every other day.
Yeah, that too. And so we understand that human behavior says, well, if everyone else is selling, I should sell too. Or if the market's going up, you know, I better just not do anything. You know, it's jumping on the bandwagon. And really what we want to remind people is don't worry if the market's fluctuating. That's typically very, very normal. And if you have a strategy, then your strategy, which we'll get into in a little bit, that will allow you to handle these swings of the market. So stop worrying, start planning. Something that a lot of risk-averse people do is they say, well, let me put my money into something that never fluctuates. Well, there's a problem with that, and that's called purchasing power. Now, we are in a unique time right now. You mentioned about the price of gas. Extremely low, actually. If there's a time to drive, it's right now. We really are in a weird time where we don't have real inflation. So therefore, without inflation, you know, the argument maybe is not quite as good. You put your money in savings, you take it out, and everything costs about the same. But one thing we know is with inflation as low as it is, it only has one direction to go, and that would be up. So as we look towards retirement, we cannot put our money into fixed products that are not going to generate enough future income flow. So be very, very careful. You know, putting your money in a five-year CD, what is that paying, like 1.something%?
Yeah, at best.
You don't want to lock up your money because interest rates at some point will creep up. So again, really remember the important point about planning, because the volatility will always be there, but your plan, your strategy is what we need to keep in sync.
We actually have a caller. You mentioned, having things like 501, having money in CDs. Todd has a question about precious metals. Todd, go ahead.
Good morning. Just out of curiosity, as far as gold and silver goes, what do you recommend as far as percentage of your portfolio you have in precious metals?
You know, that's a great question, Todd, and it does obviously come up a lot more with volatility of the markets, and also, there is quite a bit of promotion about gold and or silver, which we consider alternative investments within a diversified strategy. For the most part, when you take a look at whether it be gold and or silver, the volatility of those two precious metals is quite immense, regardless of what some of the ads would suggest. So from a diversification standpoint, if you have gold as part of your strategy, I wouldn't suggest any more than 5% as a maximum. And you have to be willing to look at the overall diversification, which is really another major point, because gold in and of itself, or silver or platinum or any other type of commodity, again, has tremendous swings, really will not help an individual create income from it necessarily. And right now, as Malia pointed out, with, you know, very stagnant inflation and very, very low interest rates, you've probably seen the volatility of gold in itself over the last 2 or 3 years just be off the charts.
So, yeah, I agree with Steve. You probably also want to make sure you're purchasing it in some type of liquid fund versus the hard assets, because when you do want to sell, you want to sell.
Yeah, so, because then otherwise you could end up with storage issues, or you're buying a bullion and then you got to store it in a safe at home and then you got to worry about that. And so it just depends on what you're trying to accomplish.
A great question. Thanks for calling in.
Is there a general rule, Malia and Steve, about what type of portfolio I need to handle swings?
Yeah, there really is, Mike. And again, that's another great question. When we look at it from a standpoint of investment diversification, which you hear us talk about frequently, what we're talking about there is having your dollars invested in different types of what we call asset classes. What do I mean by that? Stocks, bonds, alternatives such as, a real estate investment. It could be a gold or silver type investment, but it's small portions, because when you look at diversification, the whole concept behind that is you're not putting too much of your overall portfolio in any one asset allocation. What I mean by that is you don't have 100% of your money in U.S. stocks just because the U.S. market continues to be the best. For everybody we work with that are retiring or close to it, I mean, we're looking for long-term investing. As I always ask, how many people, when they go to retire, plan on being retired for at least 20 years or more? It's a long-term strategy. So as Malia pointed out, when you're looking at what the market's doing from day to day in reality with a goal and plan for your income and your retirement enjoyment, do you adjust it? Yes. Do you review it annually at least? Yes. But do you worry about what the market does every day? No, you shouldn't.
We have another call, actually. Scott has a question about IRA transfers. Scott, go ahead.
Hi there.
Good morning, Scott.
What I wanted to find out was if I had a IRA. It's I've had it for quite a while, and I wanted to transfer it actually to my parents. Is that possible, or is it going to have the same penalties as if I took it out?
That's a great question, I know that's some confusion people have about different types of accounts. An IRA is one account that cannot be transferred unless you are listing them, say, as a beneficiary and you passed away. They could retitle it as a beneficiary or inherited IRA. But unfortunately, we can't just transfer these types of accounts while we're living. The best you could do, and I wouldn't suggest this not knowing your situation, would be you could liquidate it, you could pay the taxes, you could pay the penalty if you're under 59 and a half, and then you could just give them the money. But obviously not something we're going to recommend.
No, because that would normally be a very expensive move for most people.
Right. But great question. Thanks for calling today.
Yes.
We are going to take a break, and on the other side of it, we're going to talk about something we've mentioned before on the show and affects many people, and that is Social Security. This is the Michael Kuglitz Show, Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is. This is Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. If you have any questions at all about this, you can go to klausfinancial.com, klaasfinancial.com. That's klaasfinancial.com. We're going to be asking the Klaus Quiz question of the week soon. The number to call for that is 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440 in the 815 area code. That is for the that's the number to Klaus Financial as well. So I know that we discuss Social Security a lot on Money in Motion, Malia and Steve. What if I'm worried about not getting Social Security? Should I be worried about that?
Well, that's a great question. You know, we do spend a lot of time discussing this subject, and our listeners, they only really listen carefully when they're getting closer to that age 62. So it becomes like, okay, relevant. Maybe I should start listening. The reason it's important is because we recognize Social Security income that you've been paying into for most of your life comprises actually a significant part of your future retirement income. We see that across the country. And so we want to talk a few facts today. And number one, with Social Security, if you've read your statement in the past few years, you see kind of a moving target, and that target on there, when you're reading your benefit on that same page, what your benefit will be at different ages. It also says on there that the Social Security benefit, the plan for it, the funding of that program, is good through something like 2026. Again, this is kind of a moving target, which doesn't mean we're not going to have it, folks. What we really do believe is that we'll have it in some form. So if you're over 50, I really don't think there's a reason to worry. If you're under 50, you're probably going to recognize that age 62, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, that actually could go up. I mean, these things can
very
change.
Probably.
Yeah, so you do want to kind of stay half informed on these things and make sure that you understand when you can take that benefit and watch what Social Security, the administration's doing. I mean, there would be a big march on Washington, D.C., I think, if they said we are not going to pay Social Security out. So, I'm not really thinking. They're going to figure out how to fund it. That is kind of a crucial thing. But what we want people to do, though, to keep up on these changes is visit ssa.gov. It's a wonderful resource for people regarding their own Social Security. Steve, what are some times when people should be looking at ages for to start taking it?
Yes, Malia. You always hear us point those ages out as well. Mike, you could probably recite them as well by now. But age 62, if you're within a year or so retirement, you may have had your full Social Security at age 65. If you are within 5 years or so, your full retirement for Social Security is probably age 66 to 67. And that maximum age for Social Security where you continue to receive that deferred increase in your benefit until age 70. Again, the increases that you would see if you're still working and do not need to start your Social Security at your full retirement age is an 8% increase in those benefits until age 70. Once you hit age 70, there's really no reason to defer anymore. You receive no higher benefit, and you might as well start collecting it and putting it elsewhere if you don't need it for your working income at that point, or your lifestyle income, I should say. So the ages again, 62 for early benefits, 65 to 67 for full retirement benefits for most people at this point, and age 70 is that maximum age when there's no reason to delay starting it any longer.
And so, yeah, those are dates that I know, or I'm sorry, ages that people should definitely remember and pay attention to. And, you know, I know that's probably the topic that's brought up the most or thought about the most, because everyone at some point in their life has paid into Social Security, whether they're working as a teenager or whether they're working full-time in the middle of their careers right now. What is the number one question or worry, which is a word we brought up earlier, that you hear from the general population about their money, Steve and Malia?
Certainly, many people are afraid that they're going to run out of money, perhaps outlive it. So this can be a legitimate fear if we don't plan accordingly. But what we need to do is look at the things that we can do for ourselves today. So what about your health? What about your potential longevity that's in your family? I mean, this may or may not be important. But if you look at if everybody's living to 106 and you're taking care of yourself, we better plan that that's a possibility for you. According to studies by Ernst & Young and the Society of Actuaries in 2008, a married couple today that retires at age 65, there's a 50% chance that at least one of them's going to live to the age of 92. That's a pretty long retirement, especially for some of our people doing an early retirement. So, again, a married couple retiring at age 65, at least a 50% chance one of them will live to be the age of 92. And actually a 25% chance that one of them will live to be the age of 97.
Wow.
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of years that potentially we could be retired, and that's why we really need to take a close look at where we're at with the amounts we're putting away for retirement. So you really need to take time looking at your budget. If you got a raise, are you adding more into your retirement savings and your savings account? Looking at debt. Steve, is that an important thing for them to look at?
Absolutely. And again, you hear us continues to talk about your investment risk tolerance, because again, as Malia pointed out, if you are looking at a retirement 20, 25, 30 years in length, that's long-term investing and long-term income draws. So you really cannot be concerned so much about what the market's doing day to day. You need a long-term strategy of diversification. Yes, you want to review it and adjust it accordingly based on your plans and objectives and income needs, not what the market's doing from one day to the next, bouncing around. You know, that's the big thing there. And that's where you always, again, will hear us talk about the importance, in our opinion, of having that financial plan, working with that professional that helps you coordinate, acting as your coach and quarterback, as we say, to where we're not only helping you create the plan, but we're also helping you implement that and coordinating with your other professionals. Could be your tax person, your attorney, your insurance person. There's a lot of other professionals involved in that process, and it is really a team effort.
At this time, we are going to ask you, listening to this right now, the Claus Quiz question of the week. And if you know the answer to it, you can win a $25 gift card for Chili's. 815-877-8440 is the number to call. The first person to answer the following question wins $25 gift card to Chili's. Again, 877-8440. The question is, when a married couple retires at the age 65, what percentage will at least one of them live to, what is the percentage that at least one of them will live to the age of 92? Let me say that again. When a married couple retires at the age of 65, what percentage will at least one of them will live to the age of 92. 815-877-8440. We did say what the percentage is. And if you call 877-8440 with the correct number, percentage, you can win a $25 gift card for Chili's. We do have time for one more question. And I was thinking, what about the other camp of people who are not really thinking or planning about retirement at all? And I know there are a lot of those sort of people.
Yeah, and hopefully you're not one of them, Mike, after all these
Not anymore. That's good to hear, Mike.
But, you know, Steve and I giggle about this. We figure that the people who aren't worrying about it, maybe they will live longer, hence they still need to have a plan. So a common theme we do hear is people say that they'll just work till they die. It's probably not the best plan. Remember, having no plan is a plan in itself. So theory versus reality, most people actually believe that they're going to work longer than they actually do due to health issues. So if this is your plan, perhaps now it's time to think about a real strategy. So plan accordingly with all your choices and sit down and meet with someone and see what your options are.
Definitely. Because again, the other thing I've heard a few different times when people first come in to meet with you is they'll have an unrealistic expectation of what they can actually draw out in income from the money that they've accumulated. And they say, you know, you might tell them what it is in a realistic fashion for long term. And they say, well, that's not enough. That means you probably need to save a little bit more.
That's why we need to take the steps today, not just hope it works out.
Exactly. And be planning 10, 20 years out, 5 years out. You can make adjustments because it is a long-term process.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Hope is not a plan. We've heard that before. A plan is a plan. And if you want a plan, a great way to start the correct way to think about planning for your retirement future is calling 815-877-8440, setting up a free initial consultation with Klaus Financial, or go to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Steve and Malia, is there anything else you'd like to add this week before we say goodbye?
Enjoy your week. That's it.
Enjoy the summer months. You got it.
Yes. All right, listeners, that's going to do it for Money in Motion. These segments were sponsored by Klaus Financial. We'll be right back on the Michael Kulvin Show. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klaus Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klaus Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klaus Financial.